Live from the Grand Ballroom at the Radisson Penn Harris Hotel and Convention Center, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. And now, along with Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, here's your host, Matt Hochberg.
And we're back here live from Magic Meets 2009. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me once again is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome back, Mike.
Hi, Matt. We had a decent lunch.
Yeah, it's a funny story about lunch.
Okay.
We go to lunch. There's a whole buffet selection. Buffet is fine and all.
Right.
But we are fancy men.
We are. We are very fancy.
Fancy.
We like, yeah.
Yes. And we are so fancy that we opted for the kids' buffet.
That's right.
Which includes so good.
Which included chicken fingers and
mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese and the highlight of the day.
Oh, the smiley face
French fries.
French fries. Is that on your Facebook now?
It's going to be soon.
Okay.
So where we are, fancy lads, as Janine said.
Yes. And so we enjoyed that quite a bit. That was the kids' buffet was the highlight for us. And
certainly was.
Our entire table. We waited for all the kids to make sure they got food.
Right.
And then we rated it.
Because here, we were instructed that the adults can't have the children's menu. But once they finished, I see no reason to let that food go to waste. So
we decided
to go and have some of that.
Absolutely. And we're live over here. So, of course, you can actually call in right now, 407-278-5939. I lost my little paper with the Brit number, although maybe they're all asleep by now.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
it's only 2 o'clock Eastern, so it's only about 7.
020-3287-2190 in London. 020-3287-2190. And as I mentioned, the phone lines are open for you to call in. Appreciate a lot of you staying with us, checking us out. Some of you have been there. Since 8 a.m., Amy from Kentucky is one.
Masayo's still there.
Aqua Viola's
there.
Annette was not. Annette was sleeping.
Annette fell asleep.
Yes.
Janine.
Yes, Janine, your lawyer here spoke.
Yes.
Yeah, defending Janine anytime she can.
Don't forget Janine.
That's how she sounds, too. Very, very good impersonation.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
407-278-5939 is our number. So we're live over here, and we have... some people milling about. Lunch is wrapping up. And don't forget, our big announcement is coming up very,
yes.
very, very soon. Yes, we're going to announce it very soon, I promise. Very few teases left over here, but we've got...
This one's our big announcement.
That's right. It's so big, it's got to wait a little bit longer. 407-278-5939 is our number. And, Masayo's been in here all day.
Yes, she has.
Wow. That's 2 years in a row. Lots of great stuff. So let me give you a rundown of what we got over here in the afternoon. We're going to be talking with you for a little bit. The afternoon breakout sessions aren't until 3, so we've got a nice window here to take your calls Annette's back in.
You bring it in.
So take lots of calls over there. Right, because there's no call existing. A little inside there. So we've got some time here with you. The afternoon breakout sessions will be coming up. And then actually some highlights. 4:30 p.m. Eastern
Ooh.
Time. Lou Mangiello will be conducting a trivia game. And that you can participate. That's right. You. It's you.
Me?
You. Even in Alaska, where evidently they have internet. I'm shocked.
I'm surprised. It's probably satellite internet.
I think they just put the internet on the back of baby seals and send them back and forth to...
I think she has to tie a piece of wire to a tin can face it due east into the air.
You can participate. So 4:30 p.m. trivia game. So I want to see how good you guys are. I'm going to be watching the chat room here for answers here. So I'm looking forward to that. That's at 4:30. Lots of other things going on throughout the day. So we've got a lot of stuff coming up for you. Phone lines are open. And we have a Miss Owens, I believe, with us. Annette?
Yep, I'm here.
Welcome back. How was your lunch?
Not as well prepared as yours, and a little shorter.
Did you hear about our lunch?
I didn't hear about your lunch.
Newell and I went through the regular, buffet, enjoyed it.
You pushed the little people out of the way, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to the kids buffet. And it was so good.
We certainly
did. Gotta
get
your mac and cheese, right?
Oh, the mac and cheese and the smiley face
French fries
and... Oh, it's so good.
There's now some kid walking around.
No, they ate first.
Well, let's talk to some of our listeners, since Philip is having tea time right now. So we're going to have one of our listeners over here, and this is our Jay, who's actually, I'll let him introduce himself. Take the mic, Jay. Introduce yourself, please.
It's Jay from Cincinnati, Ohio, Cessna 157 on the chat room.
Hoorah!
Hoorah! That's right.
Hey, Jay!
Yes, and Jay, how are you enjoying Magic Meets?
So far, so good. It's my first time here. I'm a twice Mouse Fester, and this is my first Magic Meets.
Now, Jay, you're a pilot for Delta Airlines. You fly, what do you fly, the CRJs? Okay, and those are a little small. They're jets. But they're not, what are they, 50-seaters?
I flew the bigger ones, the 70 and the brand new 76 seaters.
Now let me ask you this: in an average flight, you fly how many times a month do you fly?
Well, I never counted it by month. Usually on a normal day, depending on, I'd say on average we do 2 to 4 flights a day.
Okay, 2 to 4 flights a day. You can take the magnets. The little kids are asking for the magnets. So Jay, let me ask seriously: how many times? Because, all right, you're in the air.
All right.
An alarm goes off, which happens, right? The alarm goes off reminding you that, oops, you got forgot. How often do you actually get nervous, like freak out? There's a potential here, you know what I mean?
Well, most of the time, the alarm goes off and it means absolutely nothing.
Okay, it's like pull up the landing gear?
Well, the planes, they're so computerized these days that they kind of get a little antsy.
Okay, in case you can't tell, I hate flying. I hate it. When I fly, when we take off, I squeeze my wife's hand. It's like dinosaur mode. I bury my face in her shirt and just pray to all end that we will actually get to 10,000 feet so I can turn on my electronics and you know, be distracted. But you're saying that, so most oftentimes... It's pretty boring in the cockpit, right?
Well, let me put it this way. The way that the planes are designed nowadays, one of the things that we train for over and over again is having sort of the worst-case scenario of having, let's say your engine blows up just as you take off.
Okay.
That makes you feel
to
really
a pilot,
good.
Yeah.
That's more of just an inconvenience than anything, because we just train so much for it that we just shrug our shoulders and say, all right. We got to keep going. You can't quit.
See, now let me ask you this. If you were on my flight, now you don't, are you licensed to fly like big commercial, like a 737?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if I was on a flight with you in 737, right, let's say, would you let me sit in the cockpit so I could just be, because that way I would know something bad's going to happen.
If it was legal, I'd let you sit up there anytime.
Is it legal?
No, unfortunately.
Oh. Come on.
All we need is Matt up there in the front pushing buttons.
I don't want to know. I'm going to sit in the jump seat, you know, in the back seat over there, and I will just sit there, and that way I will know if something bad is going to happen. Because half the time, I hate when the captain doesn't say anything, and, like, you know, all of a sudden we hit major turbulence, and, you know, the thing goes on. I just want to hear everything's fine.
Well, I kind of have a funny story about that.
Okay.
A while back, I was flying from Austin, Texas, all the way up to New York City. It's about 2.5-3 hour long flight. We were in the air about 2 hours, and the plane, usually when a plane starts talking to you, bad things are happening.
Uh-huh.
So we've been in the air 2 hours or so, flying around, nice and cold. I was like 40 below zero up at altitude.
Right.
All of a sudden, we hear this ding, 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 brakes, which means the plane's telling us that the brakes are on fire.
What?
The funny part was, I was making a PA to the passengers while it started yelling. Flight attendant calls up and says, everyone's eyes just turn white. When I was laughing through it, because we know 2 hours into the flight, the brakes can't be hot. We're cruising around 40 below zero. So we kind of had to explain that, no, it was a false alarm. It really wasn't anything.
Yeah, no, the thing is, some people are afraid of flying just genuinely, right? I used to love flying. I loved it. And then I had an experience. We took off from LaGuardia on Spirit, which I never fly ever again. Took off from LaGuardia. We got up to, you know, normal altitude. And we got to, I don't know if I've told this story on the air before, but we got up to, you know, cruising altitude. It was a normal flight, you know? No problem. And all of a sudden, this is like half an hour after takeoff, okay? So we're cruising probably into Jersey by now. All of a sudden, the masks come down. And well, the first thing you notice when the air masks come down is you never paid any attention to how to put them on.
Oh yeah.
But the air masks come down, and then the captain comes on and goes, "Put on the masks." And so we put on the mask, and then the plane does this dive. Now, I understand why the plane does the dive, because it was basically, it's a pressurization issue, and they have to get to 10,000 feet to equalize. I understand that. But he had to make a dive to get to 10,000 feet. And when a plane dives from whatever 30,000 feet, it makes that sound. That.
Can we talk about something else, please?
And so we made.
I'm
trying to explain myself here. So
can we, Annette, you're on the screen again. Can we talk about something else, please?
So anyway, we had to make an emergency landing in Atlantic City.
So book your travel now.
Why I don't like flying. So I'm legit in my. I'm not just like afraid. For no reason. I think I am fully vested
nuts,
in my fairness.
I think you're fully nuts, too.
To put your nerves at ease, I've been asked, well, do the pilots ever get nervous? Do we get scared at all? Like, we're human. Yeah, we get scared, especially when I'm landing.
I don't want to hear that the pilot gets scared. can we change the subject?
Well, you want to know the trick that I do? If I get scared, I close my eyes.
Great. What?
All that
you're
kidding.
Who do you work for now? Delta? All that. I'll see you on my flight next week.
Awesome. Well, Jay, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing
my
story.
It's making us feel really, really.
Yeah, everybody's gonna remember Jay. Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. There he goes, Jay Griffith. You're next pilot.
Why do I have the feeling you're gonna fly from Salt Lake to Wyoming in 2 weeks? I just had this feeling you're gonna be there.
You got a call? Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Hi everybody. Konnichiwa from Japan.
Oh, Masayo.
It's 16 a.m.
Konnichiwa.
It's Masayo.
It's crazy woman. Oh my gosh, 4 a.m.
Don't call me. Yeah, I'm saying that myself and crazy Japanese Disney fan, but I don't like someone call me crazy.
Masayo, how are you? Are you tired yet? Do you want to go to sleep?
Yeah. I'm almost sleeping.
Masayo?
And somehow I'm managing to stay awake.
Masayo. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Scopata.
Hi, Masayo. Hey, sweetie. I have a question for you. Assuming that you are in Walt Disney World in December, and I am in Walt Disney World December, I was thinking, would you like to host a meet with me?
She just woke up.
I was thinking that you and I can have a Mike and Masayo Kakigori meet in Epcot. What do you think?
Oh my gosh!
I think it's a yes, Mike. Yes?
I think that's a yes. So, assuming we're both there, we'll have to work on what we can do for that. Okay?
It sounds like she has to think about it.
So we can think about all kinds of things. Well, Michelle just said hi. She wants to make sure I said hi to you for her. And Michelle, you want to come over here to the? I don't know if you're looking at the video cam. Are you?
Yeah, I'm looking at the video, so I can see you. Yeah, and okay, I'm waving to you.
Michelle's
going to
come in now. All right, sweetie. So kakigori meet. Yeah. So we'll call it'll Mike and Masayo's kakigori meet. We're gonna figure out what we can do on that. Okay.
So there was the big announcement, right?
That was the big announcement.
That's the big announcement.
No, this is not a big announcement. Everybody's just disappointed.
It's my birthday watch.
Will there be a shirt?
I don't know.
That's terrific. All right. Thank you, Masayo.
Thank you, Masayo. Bye.
That was great. And where did Becky disappear?
I don't know. Want me to get her?
Becky.
Yes.
Oh, okay. 407. Oh, we got another call, Mike.
Hello.
Cool.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, this is Mike from the VR Guest Podcast.
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I just wanted to thank Matt for talking to Jay about flying, because that's one other thing that we have in common, is that I will not get on an airplane, and I've talked to Jay many times, and it still isn't happening. So.
No, it's the worst experience in the world. When I get there, when you first get to the runway and you start to take off, that's when I realize I would pay anything to get out of the situation immediately.
Well, I actually flew down to Miami on our honeymoon in 2006, and you don't know how hard it is to rent a car from Miami to get back to St. Louis. It's pretty tough, but it can be done. So
yeah, it's brutal. So I appreciate that. I know there's many other people that are afraid of flying, but I couldn't get excited about Magic Meets until I actually landed safely. And then it was okay. Now I'm excited. But then, of course, tomorrow I have to fly back, and it's just not going to be fun.
Yeah, I got to get over it sometime, because I know that, I love going to Walt Disney World, but we drive every time, and everybody tells me the stats. I'm sure they do the same thing with you, that driving is so much more dangerous, but I just got to get my head around that.
No, if you get an accident in a car, it's fine. But if you get in an accident, if there's an accident on an airplane, you plummet 30,000 feet.
Wait, if you get into an accident in a car, you're fine?
There's no guarantee that you're going to, there's a chance you're going to survive it. Nobody survives when the plane
That's
doesn't.
That's not true.
Wait a minute, we just had a plane go down and they survived.
That's the exception. Wait, did I win? It's raffle time. Hold on a second, Mike. Did I win? 508-319. No, definitely not me. Okay. Sorry, Mike.
No, that's all right. The ironic thing is my sister's a flight attendant, so I can actually fly free. So it just hurts even the worst that way.
It's rough. But Mike, I gotta thank you and all your listeners also for helping with the donations. I know we've gotten a lot from your podcast and everything. So
we appreciate everything you guys are doing, because we can't make it out there, but we support everything you're doing. And by bringing it to us, I know, Mike, the work that you're doing to put all that, run all the wires and get everything set up. So, we can't thank you enough. So this is kind of our way of saying thank you to you guys for everything you're doing for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. So much. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks. And, Scopey, you've got a special person with you here. Very special.
Very special person. A while back, we had a live podcast, and on that podcast, we wanted to auction off for a charity, for Deb's Avon Walk, a Magic Meets ticket. We thought it was all sold out, but no, we had a special ticket. And the bidding went crazy, hot and heavy, for a long time. And I have a wonderful person standing next to me who outbid everybody. Her name is Mary Blaine. And last night at Magic Tunes, we introduced her, and she got a standing ovation. So, Mary, welcome to Magic Meets, and thank you once again for that wonderful bid.
Thank you very much. It's hard to hear, but I'm enjoying Magic Meets. We're having a great time. Gotten to do breakout sessions, and we just had lunch, which was wonderful, and gotten to meet a bunch of people I consider famous. So it's been great. So
hey, Mike.
The hardest thing about getting here was explaining to my work folks what I was doing. So,
Mike, ask Mary how it met her expectations.
Great. Matt wants to know if Magic Meets has...
Well, how did it meet her expectations?
How did Magic Meets meet your expectations? Is it what you expected? Things like that.
It's what I expected as far as breakout sessions, but I did not anticipate the atmosphere, which is a lot more exciting and just a lot more welcoming than I thought it would be. I kind of thought it was going to be more meetings and that kind of thing, when actually it was really a lot of fun meeting new people and just very welcoming.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think it's going to be something like a business conference, but it's more than that. I'd like you to say a few words about your work with Make-A-Wish.
Okay. I have been on a Make-A-Wish trip with my friend Lauren that I take care of, and we had a great time doing that. That was in October of 2008, which was actually when my fascination with Disney began, honestly. So we had a great time, and since then I've been able to help several Make-A-Wish families plan their trips, and so I know how just wonderful these are, not just for the wish child, but also for the family. And so I'm hoping that everyone out there will donate to Make-A-Wish, because it's more than just granting a child's wish. It's really granting something for the whole family. So,
Very, very true. And Mary, what you're going to see... I'm getting filled up. At the end of the day, when we name the... We talk about how much money we've raised, you're going to be like I am right now. So I'm really... happy that you're here, and I'm happy that you come here and you get to see what it's all about. And thank you once again for your donation.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Mary.
Now, hold it, Matt.
Whoever's on the line right now, hold on a second, caller.
Now, Mary outbid Dennis, but not by much. I have with me, I want to make sure I pronounce, Dennis Dunkman. And Dennis and Mary went head-to-head for the last 5-10 minutes. It was back and forth. And Dennis, being the gentleman that he is, he said, hey, I want you to take my donation. But guess what? Fred had a Magic Meets ticket for him. And Dennis, I want to thank you for your contribution.
Well, thank you very much. It was my pleasure. I'm just happy to donate to the cause and fight that horrible disease, cancer. And I want to thank you, Mike, for chugging that margarita in December to get this whole thing started.
There you go.
Someone had to do it. I know that, they twisted my arm. I asked Mary this question. I'm going to ask you the same thing. Is Magic Meets what you expected? How did it meet your expectations? What are your thoughts?
Well, it's my first time, and it's pretty much what I expected. Just a big room full of Disney fanatics just having a great time. And what more can you ask? I mean, of course it could be in Orlando, but it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
Well, we appreciate you. We are excited that you came. We are very grateful for your donation, and I want you to feel very proud at the end of the day when we come up with that total for today. It's going to be something that you contributed to very much.
Well, again, it's my pleasure. And I want to just mention one other thing is that one of the bonuses that I got for making that bid was a $50 credit from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Well, what I did is I took that $50 and I upped my donation by $50.
So wow. What a guy.
Don't tell Deb. She'll start crying.
Thanks, Dennis. You're one of the great ones. Thank you.
And you know what? The time for our special announcement is oh so close. We're so close to it. Just have to... Annette, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Nice.
Leave it to Becky to hold it up.
Yeah. We've got another caller in the meantime. Hi. Who are we speaking with? Hello, caller.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, there you are.
Okay. I don't know what happened there, but anyway, I'm calling from Pennsylvania, actually, about an hour and a half from you guys on Magic Meets. But first, I just wanted to say, enjoying the coverage. You guys are doing a great job with it.
Thank you.
So thank you. Can I throw out a non-Magic Meets related question to you guys?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. So water parks, kind of a two-part question. Number one, do they charge you to park when you drive to the water parks, the miniature golf, stuff like that, or is that... I've never driven to one of them.
Yeah, I don't believe so. Annette, do you remember them charging for parking to a water park?
I don't believe so. I don't think there's the time we drove over there, we weren't staying on property.
I don't think so.
I don't think there's a gate or anything.
No, there's no gate. There's no guy over there, takes your money.
No,
so no
booth, yeah.
Okay. And the second part of that question, I've heard you guys say earlier that the weekends tend to be less crowded for the water parks in general, and I wanted to know if that still held true, like say towards the last week of August, when I guess the Florida schools are back in session.
Yeah, I think so. Len has done a lot of research in that regard to get that, and he's pretty adamant that the weekend Saturday and Sunday are one of the better days, in fact, the best days to go. And like I believe he said Thursday was the worst day to go. To the water parks. And I believe that earlier in July, actually, they had some closures, and they were during weekdays. So it still holds up. And again, what you want to do when you go to the water parks, get there at park opening. You can get all the slides done so much more quickly, and it'll make it so much easier. Obviously, you don't want to be standing in line if you don't need to. So if you get there at park opening, I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Great. Well, thanks a lot.
If you have other questions
on
the water park, just so you know, you can go and listen to episode 518 and episode 156. They're about water parks. And I wish I could say, I just knew that right off the top of my head, but the chat room's helping.
That's very filling.
I'll re-listen to that one. So, thanks a lot. My son Ian wants to say hi to everyone as well.
Okay. So, go ahead.
So.
Hi.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. Have a fun the rest of your day out there, guys, okay?
All right, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
And, we've got... We're setting up microphones over here. So Annette, you know, I'm feeling like we've dragged our listeners on long enough for our big reveal. What do you think?
I think so, because at this point you really don't want to read what chat room's been saying it is.
Really? I'm afraid right. to ask.
So we have with us joining us Becky Menken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. How are you, Becky?
I'm apparently backing up now.
No, yeah, I'm trying to get you in the frame of the camera.
Oh, cool. Hello.
That's good, I think. little to your right, Becky.
To your left.
Left.
Jeez.
There you go. Perfect.
Good,
okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Don't move.
Don't move.
All right. So, all right.
I'm so glad I am where I am.
You know what? For some reason, Annette, now I really kind of envy you at this point.
I have the same next time.
Funny things on my ears.
All right, Becky.
Yes, sir.
I'm making a lot of enemies with our listeners.
What did you do now?
Well, I've been teasing them since 8 a.m. that we've got a big announcement.
Ow.
And now I have seen the light. I'm a believer, and I want to let it out.
Yes.
You know what they say, you know.
Well, don't let it out here. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, please.
The truth shall set you free, right?
Apparently.
Apparently, well.
This is going to be interesting. What do you got to tell us, Max? I have no clue where you're going with this, man.
Yeah, you got
to. There's a setup. This is quite the setup.
Yes, well, we have a big event planned here, and we wanted to make an announcement here today. We thought it was appropriate to make a big announcement about, you know, Becky.
Yes.
We've been talking. And we've been talking about what our plans are. We're always coming up with ideas, right? You know, let's do the tent event.
Oh,
classic example.
Yeah, and my back still hurts, and it was cold, and
Crimea River. All right, anyway, you're missing the point here. So we're coming up with ideas, and we've been, you and I, and Mr. Newell, and Mr. Scopa, and Len shows up once in a while. But we've been planning this event for a long time now, and we're ready to reveal it. Because,
yes, we are.
You know, obviously there's a void in December this year, and of something to do. And, you know, we're not just going to sit at home. I don't want to sit at home. I want to be there with friends, right?
Absolutely.
Right? I like Mike, Newell. Mike, you're a good guy. Scopa is pretty good. Len's all right.
Pretty good.
Annette is very nice.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And so we've decided, you know what? I like to see friends. You know, all of our listeners, we love seeing our listeners come down here. So let's plan an event. Let's do something. And we've come up with an event for December 2009. And we are calling it, it's appropriately enough that we're calling it, it's a reunion.
Yep, it's the Mouse Fan Reunion. It's to get us all back together because it's been way too long.
That's a great name.
Yes. And that's what we're doing.
Mike came up with that.
That's a great name.
Newell came up with that. That's Newell's idea. And he loves it.
It's about a reunion of friends. So let me give you the details. Becky, why don't you give us the details here, what we're talking about, and we'll dive into it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is really great. And I have to say that I think I like my idea of accommodations better than when you came up with your idea of accommodations, which I think was, what, a tent and a rock in my back.
Amen, that one. Yeah.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
Well, you know, between the four of us, I think each one of us should have the ability to come up with something, right? We should, you know, come up with an idea. Well, I came up with mine.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be okay with this.
Okay.
Yeah. We are going to sail on the Disney Wonder December 6th to the 10th of this year, 2009. And we're going to do something a little different, kind of like the tent event, but again, Becky style.
Okay.
Definitely not Matt style. This is Becky style. We are going to sail in the Walt Suite on the Disney Wonder.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's going to be the four of us. And I get the big room. Anyway.
Did you hear that, Annette? Did you catch that last part?
I'm on the balcony.
See, but Annette's okay. She doesn't really care that much because there's chocolate souffles aplenty up there. So
chocolate
I'm sure
souffles.
That...
I'm a happy girl.
Yes, I kind of figured that you'd be kind of happy with that one. So we do still have space available. But I got to tell you, we are almost sold out. This is one of those things that people had already booked from, you know, previously. We had the date kind of set aside. And we decided that we still have a little bit of space, a little bit of time to have others join us. And because of the cool stuff that we're going to be doing on board, we should probably let them know so that they're not going to miss out.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to do some real fun events over there. You know, we're not just, this isn't just sitting around and enjoying the ocean breeze, although that is fun.
There's going to be some of that with an umbrella drink, and I think it's going to be blue or green, personally.
But we're planning some interesting events. It's going to be Newell.
Yes.
It's the return of Who Wants to Earn Their Ears.
Awesome. Yes.
Yes, the trivia event that always has a questionable ending based on Lou's trivia answers that he provides us.
And Annette's going to wear the beaded gown this year, I hear.
Ooh,
really? Is that the case?
I've got to go to a beaded gown this year?
Well, remember? We talked about that. You were going to plus it up.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's suggesting.
Shopping.
Ray Mann is suggesting a tent event on the boat.
A tent event on the boat. That's called a Category 12.
Been there, done that.
So we've got Who Wants to Earn Their Ears? We're actually a brand new event this year. We're going to be doing something we've never done before. This is not about us. This is not us talking to you. This is actually going to be a town hall meeting that we're going to hold.
Yeah.
And we're going to discuss with you, our listeners, we're going to discuss just in an open forum various topics that have to do with Walt Disney World, like opinions on the dining plan, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, because you've all heard our opinions. We say, you know, every week in the listener question shows. But you know what? It's time to... You know, we want to hear what your thoughts are on it. It's going to be an open forum discussion. And these are just two events that we're talking about. There's going to be many, many more that we're going to be planning. And again, what's great about it is opt-in, opt-out. You know, you want to come and do it? Great. If not, we understand, you know, there's a lot of great stuff to do. We've got so much stuff that we're planning. That's what we've got just for...
And the crowd goes wild.
That's what we've got for this is the only part we can tell you right now for the cruise. But more is to come on
there's
that.
There's a ton of stuff.
But you know what, Becky?
Yeah.
The ocean's not big enough for all of us. We need more. I need more. I can't just deal with just a cruise.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that in a second. But I Annette and I have to like ponder the thought of chocolate souffles and the sweet. Just for a minute.
Ooh.
Chocolate. For those people who were listening the last time that we did a sweet
That's
event.
On the big screen again.
We will be having doorbells going off and chocolate being delivered.
Constantly.
Which, yeah. That's going to be the thing. Chocolate.
Nice.
Constant chocolate. Yes, so obviously we'll be doing a few different things on the cruise, but yes, you're right. There is a little bit, because you can't just, for me, flying across the country, I can't just go to Florida and just be on a cruise. I got to stop at Disney World, right?
That's right.
Right. So we do have also a land portion to this package as well. And we're going to be there, all of us, all four of us, December 10th to the 14th. And we've got a package available, which of course includes our wonderful exclusive VIP fireworks viewing, our dessert party that we have been kind of known for throughout the years. So that will be included in the packages that are available through us. And we have some land things that I think, Matt, you might want to talk about.
That's right. We're planning some events on land over here. And chief among them is going to be a very special event that we're holding. It's going to be, perhaps you guys remember last year, we held an event at the 500th episode.
Yeah. Oh, that was so fun.
That was fun. But you know what? We're going to have another fun event. It's not about a particular episode, but it's a celebration for all of our listeners to join in on. And we're inviting you to join us at the American Adventure Pavilion in a very special private room just for us. So it'll be just us in a private area. You can't get to it ordinarily as a guest. It's very, very cool. And we're going to be holding that over there. And that's just one event that we're holding that's going to be fun that we're going to be doing on land. So this, again, fun continues. We get off the boat, right back into it and having some fun for all of our listeners to enjoy us. There'll be limited availability for it. But we are really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun in that same vein. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to spend a lot of time with us. And we're going to record a podcast episode from there, right, Newell?
We'll try.
Try. That's the spirit, Mike.
No guarantees. We'll try.
So
haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about December 6th through the 14th. That comprises the cruise and land portions. The cruise December 6th through 10th, and the land December 10th through 14th. This is all 2009. So this is, you know,
right around the corner.
Right around the corner. It's already August, and you know it's going to creep up fast. So you can go to wdwtoday.com/reunion. And you can go there and
can
book.
Can you spell that, Matt?
R-E-U-N-I-O-N.
Excellent.
What a great name that is.
You know, you came up with it. I am so proud of you, Mike. See, Newell does come up with some really good ideas. He really does.
And wait, I forgot. And, of course, now we have the Scopa and Masayo Kakigori meet.
Oh, yep. Yes. That yes. did kind of hit the agenda, didn't it, as well? And so we will be updating that page that you just
absolutely.
Talked about.
So we got some basics there, but there's more to come. We're going to announce a lot more stuff. We want to make sure that you're going to be there. So obviously, by the time we get everything all finalized, we don't want to go, by the way, it's next week or something like that. So we want to make sure that you can get in on it and understand that there's going to be plenty of events that are going to be coming down there, and we want you to be a part of it. This is, you know, we love being able to spend time with our listeners, and that's why we're here at Magic Meets.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun, so we're really looking forward to it.
Shots of maple syrup, anybody?
Is it fun?
Well, we have to get the caps off first. I remember last year that was
the hardest part.
That's right. I mean, don't forget there'll be Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So a lot of things coming down.
I know.
We've got a lot of different things. Annette will hopefully be there. No one else has... You know, their
appendix out. You can only take your
taxes
out once, right?
Well, there's an appendix still.
You have a second child, right?
Yes, that's true.
I actually have two more, but yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, that's right.
With tonsils? I don't know about the other one. But
well, he's a singer. He better have his tonsils.
Yeah, there's only Annette, it's a new company policy that you can only have one sixth child a year.
You best your quarter.
She is joking, just for anyone in the day.
Yes. I'm joking. I'm kidding.
Well, that is, but you know what's great? That was our big announcement. And there's more to come later.
More? There's always more.
So we've got lots of things planned. This is just what we're announcing right now. And we've got some, you know, we're really excited about the reunion, about everything that we're going to be doing over there. And the Mouse Fan Reunion is really going to be a lot of fun. We hope that all of our listeners are going to be there. Maybe we'll have Scopa have just sort of a running meet. There's a lot of possibilities here.
Any excuse for a party.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I think this is just the, you know, because we've done an American Adventure dinner there before, I don't want people to get that confused. It's not the same thing. This is different.
That's right. And I want to also make this clear that this event, look, obviously, if you're listening to this event, you're some sort of a listener of WDW Today. But this is not just for WDW Today listeners. I want this to be clear. This is for everyone who would like to join us over here. I mean, we would love, obviously, if you listen to us, you probably would be more inclined to. But certainly, if you've got friends you want to be there, who are interested in it, may not be big listeners. I understand that. No one's perfect. So, no, but seriously, this is for everyone to join in on. We're not being exclusive to ourselves here. So anybody and everyone can join us for this. We've got a suggestion for Scopa's walker meet. I like that.
We get the scooter renter people on that one.
That's right.
Exactly. I do want to point out that the rates are really good, Annette.
Yes.
Do you want to comment on those who might be concerned about, you know, the rates that have come out recently?
Annette?
Yeah. Sorry. Moving away from the Royal Caribbean. See, you stay home and they put you to work. We have nightly roommates at POP for $54 plus tax a night.
Wow.
Scopa Towers, awesome rate starting there.
Yep. Hey, Annette, is the free dining thing that they announced, that extension, does that come through this? Does this extend into it?
It doesn't extend into it. Not with the $54 a night. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
$54 free dining? That would be awesome.
Yeah, but that's a great rate, $54 a night?
Yeah.
That's cheaper than like mortgage payments right there.
Yeah.
You figure it out.
You've got the free dining out there. You've got the fall offer. We're going to help you find the best offer for you during that time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we got that. That's at the land. And what are we looking at for C here, Annette? Am I putting you
She's
on the
like,
spot?
All right, I guess I can hop in there. There is some limited availability, and I will say limited availability, starting at $537 for an inside per person double occupancy. So that is a really, really good rate right now.
Yeah, Newell, you better book fast.
I'm booked.
You are?
I am booked.
Well, yeah, he's in the suite.
Well, what, Mike? I thought we were, you know, gonna go together. You know,
you went and got married, so that's over now.
But
you cheating on me.
But dude,
those are pillows, apparently.
Maybe that needs to go off air.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Wow.
We're expecting you.
So so we've got some cabins. You know, we really, you know, it's such a fun event both times. If you can come for land and see, that's awesome. If you can just do land, certainly we understand. But you know what? It's such a fun time, and we're looking forward to seeing all of our listeners down there. So this is really going to be a fun event for you guys. And, you know, it's one of these events that we're really looking forward to doing. And, you know, it's one of those things that if you talk to anyone who went to the Episode 500 event, if you're in our chat room, I'm sure you can chime in about that. It's a unique...
Janine.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience. And it's something that, you know, we don't like to do the same things over and over again.
Right.
Except for Star Tours meets. Those are awesome. But we like to, you know, change things up. And certainly, that's right. And we like to make it more fun and more interesting in different ways. And so that's why this year is going to be so different and so unique. And we're looking forward to everyone who can come join us, be down there for us. So
yeah, and you don't have to do both. You can do one or the other. You can do the cruise. You can do land. You can do both. Please just join us if you're there.
Absolutely. So all the details are at wdwtoday.com/reunion.
Exactly. And you can also, if you're looking for a quote on either of them, you can go to mousefantravel.com. It's on the main page.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Becky.
Not a problem.
We appreciate it.
Looking forward to seeing you on board in a Becky style accommodation.
Very nice.
And you never know when we might have to go redo that tent thing. So, RV, anyone?
Yeah, I'm thinking RV.
Yeah, I think
it's
that,
on the same thing.
RV,
yeah.
Please.
See, as the listeners can probably tell, there's, I've had my choice, you've had your choice, so I guess it's probably going to be Newell next. So.
No, it goes back to me, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's
we'll
right.
And Mike
well,
can see where you and
well,
I rank.
Well, I wanted to call this thing Matt Fest, but nobody listened to me on that one, so, you know, we're going with my idea next, so.
Okay, all right, fine. We'll give you that one this time.
If Janine prefers this, we call this Mouse Matt Fest. I have no choice but to call it Matt Fest.
Matt Fest.
Yeah, so
I can see the buttons and t-shirts.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Janine's official approval.
Maybe we can get Chris involved in the whole Matt Fest thing, and, you know, who knows what kind of pictures could come up with that.
That's right. Let's see what Janine did. What did Janine write?
Oh, check the chat. Just check chat.
Oh, yeah, read chat. I can't see chat.
Well, she didn't necessarily say that she didn't like Matt Fest. she suggested, and she spelled my name incorrectly. How dare you, Janine? Hotchberg Industry Fest.
Hotchberg Industry? Shouldn't that be like Stupid Judy Fest?
Yeah, Stupid Judy Fest.
Look on down, though. There's more. Oh,
that would have been fun. Why didn't we think of that?
I don't know. Why didn't you think of that?
Well, I liked Reunion better.
So,
isn't that on the screen again?
Yeah, that is on the big screen.
You know, I still don't
you
know
are
what
here.
Picture y'all are talking about.
It's like you're here, Annette. It's an amazing thing.
Katie has threatened me now in the chat room. Her first message, Katie says, keep up the talk and the video will be released.
I don't know what video. Yeah, she took video.
Let's talk about something else. Disneyland. All right. Moving on.
Katie is the best.
I don't know. I took a video of you guys.
So Mike, by the way, I promise I will send you that check for making up that name because I thought that rocked.
I like the name.
407-278-5939 is our number. I think... do we have any UK people still in here? And see, I say Aqua Viola is still there, so I guess
I want to hear the accent again. That was, you know, that was a great way to start the day.
Absolutely,
he's got the nicest soothing voice.
Yeah,
he really does.
Janine is not helping. Janine.
No, well, she never helps. She just makes matters worse.
Well, I can't see the chat room, so you're gonna have to like.
They're talking about nothing, really.
Yes, Katie and Janine. Yeah, that video of the guys rolling on the floor—that would be a good one.
On the Orfe.
That's right. Katie's very busy. She doesn't have time for these things.
She's too busy.
That's right. She's buying Ed new cowboy hats. That's all he wears. So she has to. You know, that's what she does. So. Anyway, Becky, thank you. Just go to wdwtoday.com/reunion for the Mouse Fan Reunion.
And boy, we're going to have some cool stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
I'm really
looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
To it. Thanks.
Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
And your calls really coming up here. We're looking forward to taking your calls. Let's put it there. So what's happening now at Magic Maze is the afternoon breakout sessions are going, and that's the Walt Disney World Moms panel is having a discussion called Need Advice? Just Ask a Mom. Actually, I'd like to see that one.
And the line is lining up.
Yeah, the line is lining up. Wow. There's also a discussion. John Rick is holding Yo-Ho, Yo-Ho, A Pin Trader's Life for Me. So all you pin traders who I don't understand, you can enjoy that event. And our friend Tim Devine is holding a Disney Fan Photography 101 event.
Don't make the pin traders mad at us.
that would hurt.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't that make would hurt.
Well,
they have weapons.
So that's what's going on now. We're going to stay on the air over here since we don't have to work this one, which is nice. So people are lining up for that, and it'll be a little less busy in here, certainly, during that time. And you guys can see, actually, if you're watching the webcam, you'll see a lot of people in line over here. So the backs of a lot of people in line over here, so maybe you'll recognize some people. And, you know, I can't believe it's already 3 o'clock. I mean, these days just fly by, and we're having such a blast over here at Magic Meets, and we're glad that you can be here. Oh, somebody from Maryland just called. I don't know who you were. Call back again. I just saw the screen. Whoever that was, it just called. Call back. Yeah, try again. I told you guys to call, and I wasn't paying attention to the screen. So, shame on me. Shame, shame. Where's that thing from?
Where's Eliopoulos? He did such a great job earlier. Chris,
go away.
There's always a seat here for you. No, go away. No, stay right here. There's always a seat for you.
Oh, there we go. And we have our next caller. It's Michelle from Maryland. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Great. What we got for you today?
I was sitting here. My husband said, didn't you have a question for them that you really wanted to know? And I said, you know, I did. We're leaving in, I think our countdown is 47 days. And, of course, we're going during the September madness for the Disney dining deals.
Yes.
But maybe they're not such great deals after all. But what I was calling to find out is, we're going September 29th for the trick-or-treating, and I was able to get a reservation at the Wave, at the Contemporary, and I was wondering, instead of having to get done dinner and travel back to our hotel to change the children into their costumes, do you think the Contemporary would accommodate us to allow us to change our children into their costumes, or do you think that Baby Care Center, maybe at the Magic Kingdom, would be a better place? My son's 6, and I just wasn't sure.
Annette, what do you think about that? Losing it.
I'm sorry. I was delivering medicine right then. I just got back just in time for you to ask.
She's going
to
be pulling this delivering
medicine. Yeah, the whole thing. I got it. Yeah. I was in the car.
It's every 2 hours. I'm sorry.
It's all good. The question
So it's something about changing clothes.
Changing the outfits. We're going to Disney during the Not So Scary Halloween on September 29th, and we have a dinner reservation at like 5:45 at the Wave at the Contemporary. And I was trying to explain to my husband that I didn't want to have to go back to the hotel to get the children into their costumes to turn around and have to go back to the Magic Kingdom. Do you think that the Contemporary would accommodate us to allow us to change our children's costumes there? Or do you think that my son's 6 and he's the only one I'm concerned about? Or do you think the Baby Care Center would allow us to change him as well?
I mean, you could definitely do it there. You could definitely do it there, okay. But I'll tell you that right outside the Wave are some bathrooms, and it's fairly large sink area, at least in the women's.
I have no idea. We've never been to the Wave, so I wasn't sure what they would have, and I figured you guys are the experts. You would know.
But no, they're right there. You'd have plenty of space and room to do that, and if you didn't need the privacy, there's actually, you could...
And who needs privacy?
Well, it depends on the costume, Mike. It just depends, but I'm assuming you need a little privacy to change them. So definitely, room
in front. My children aren't modest by any means whatsoever, but I don't want people looking at us saying, oh my God, look at those hillbillies or something. No, we're not hillbillies, but I just don't want people to look at us like we're crazy or something. That's
I
why
have seen
I was
people changing. No, I've seen people changing in the costumes in the park.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend
Last time we got there, and it was kind of starting to get dark, so we really didn't see too much of that. So, okay.
If you wanted some privacy a little bit, you might want to consider one of the companion restrooms in the parks.
Okay.
Those are nice and large because they've got to accommodate wheelchair guests, but there's a lot of room to change in there. So if you want to, if you don't want to make a scene necessarily, even if you don't think it'll be an issue, you can go over there.
You agree with me to take the costumes with us. Because Dan, my husband, was like, I don't know, we might have to just go back to our hotel and change them. I think it's too time consuming.
Yeah, the only issue is just put them in a locker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, that way you don't have to lug them around. That would be my only concern about it. So if you don't have to lug it around, great.
Okay. Because we're staying at Port Orleans French Quarters is where we're staying this time.
Right.
And what we can do is, I guess, because you get the locker rental for what, the entire day when you pay for that? Or is it by hour? The entire day?
The whole day. Yes.
Okay, so what we can do that day is just go in the morning, run our locker, put our costumes in there, and then...
Yeah, come back later.
That's a great idea. I didn't even think about that. See, you guys are awesome.
We try.
That is a wonderful idea. That's what we're going to do. We'll go in the morning, we'll rent the locker, put the costumes in there, and then I can just go back, pick them up, and go to one of the larger companion places and change them. So this way I don't have to worry about them being in the stroller or anything, even at the restaurant or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't have to, the locker idea might be the best in terms of, you know, saving time and everything.
That's the best idea by far. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
And hopefully next year we get to make it to Magic Meet.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and people are waiting in line. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Chris is back on the air. Chris, can you interview, there's two listeners right over here, the girl in the wearing the WDW Today t-shirt and her friend in the red shirt.
Sure. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Do you mind coming on with us for a minute?
They can stay in line. Let them stay in line. The line's not moving anywhere, so they may as well.
Yeah, right? Who are you waiting for?
The photos.
Photos with Tim Devine.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we ask them for their names and where they're from.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Autumn from Phelpsburg, New Jersey.
Mindy, I'm her sister, same place.
Very nice. And, you know, we know because Mindy's wearing a WDW Today t-shirt.
It's a very old raggedy one, sweatshirt. But yes.
It's an old one, but it's a thought that counts.
Yes.
So are you enjoying Magic Meet so far?
Yeah, it's our first one.
Cool. Is it, what? How did it meet what you expected?
I'm sorry?
How did it meet what you expected?
So far, everything. Like, I didn't really know what to expect, so... I mean, I looked into it a little, but I didn't want to look into it too much.
Absolutely.
So.
That's right. It's like seeing the previous giveaway.
So far, so good.
After.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, enjoy. The line's moving over there, so enjoy your good luck getting in.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
And enjoy.
Thanks.
Awesome. Janine had a great comment. She said, Chris, ignore those people in the WDW radio t-shirts and concentrate on people wearing the WDW Today t-shirts. That's an excellent strategy. Thank you, Janine.
Yeah, ignore them.
Maybe hit him on their way over, you know.
I hit him with the man in line. He could just interview
The man in line.
The man in line.
Just feel free
just
to
grab people in line.
Just grab them?
Well, you
I don't
know,
think they'd
well,
appreciate that.
No.
Well, especially not if the door's just open. Don't grab them. They're in a hurry to get in.
Yeah, they're moving now, so they look excited to get in.
You'd hate to be the reason they didn't get into a session, wouldn't you?
Oh, they'll come after me afterwards.
Well, he can walk a little with them. We can give them the wire mic.
The good part is if they ask for the short guy mic. From Jersey, I might have a chance of getting away.
Well, you are from Jersey.
And I am short.
407-278-5939 is our phone number over here. And, you know, having a good time over here this afternoon. Still lots to go. We're going to 6 o'clock here Eastern, and we've got some trivia coming up at 4:30. And, well, you know, this is a perfect time for your calls over here. And, you know, you can be part of the show. And, you know, it's so funny how fast this goes. We spent so much time setting up, especially Newell was here. Mike, what time were you here until last night?
Last night was an early night. I was done at 2. 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Huh?
Really? That is early for you.
That is early. Scopa left about 10 to 2, and then I followed right behind. I turned out the lights, and I came right. It was actually, we got into the room at Thursday around noon, so we had pretty much everything set up Thursday. So,
but you had to break it down and move it to Magic Tunes, right?
I had to break some of it down and bring it to Magic Tunes. So
that was a process.
After doing this for 5 years, we figured it out. So,
well, there you go. So now we're going to move it now that you figured it out.
Now we're going to move it to
a cruise.
To Disney Cruise Line in December, and then Royal Caribbean in July. Eliopolis is going. And
everybody keeps telling me this, and I haven't made a decision yet.
You're coming.
I don't know. I
got
to hear.
We've got some calls here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, my name is Denise, but I'm Hyper Mommy Online.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
Hoorah.
Hey, I'm doing all right. Listen, I just wanted to thank you guys for doing your broadcast today. I've been listening to you since about 9 this morning.
Thank you.
I've been having to work today, but it doesn't feel like work because I'm listening to you guys having fun.
Well, we appreciate you checking us out. No, we appreciate you listening. That's all that matters to us. We just, you know, I know that many of you are spending your Saturdays, in some cases Sundays, depending on where you are, you know, with us here and tuning in. And we're just glad that you enjoy what you're hearing.
Well, we're glad that those of us that can't make it to Magic Meets, we're glad you're kind of getting us there virtually. So with the video and the audio, I'm almost there.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in, Denise. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. And 407-278-5939 is our number.
This is what it was like before. It got really quiet, and most people have filtered out.
It cleared out again. Now it's probably a great time to get a drink.
Yeah, actually, that would be good.
No alcohol here, there, so we're...
Yeah, this is the Magic Kingdom of of events over
Although
here.
They have one drug for us, the coffee. The caffeine will keep us going. Do you hear that, though? This is what it was like beforehand when you guys left.
It
filters out to, like, nobody.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
It is fun, but a lot of people manning booths still.
Hey, who's here? Scopa's gone.
I think Scopa ran off. Yeah, Becky's there.
Well, we're trying to see if maybe we can get Deb Wills on. But we have a special guest over here. Chris, we have a very special guest on here. Why don't you name and place, Chris? Come on.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Cassidy, and I'm from Harmony, Pennsylvania.
That's how old are you?
13.
13. Now, Cassidy and I, her and her mother and your aunt?
Yeah.
We had a meal at Mama Melrose at Disney Hollywood Studios, the best theme park. Now, Cassidy, you've been volunteering. You're 13?
Yeah.
How many years have you been volunteering over here?
Four
years. That's amazing.
Like you started at a 9?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And she's been helping out every year, and you're manning the kids' room? Is that basically...
No, I'm helping direct people and showing them where to go.
That's cool. And you having a good time so far this year?
Yeah.
That's cool. And now, Cassidy's obviously enjoys Walt Disney World. We had a conversation off the air. She told me that she absolutely loves Disney's Hollywood Studios more than any other park in the world.
She just said that because you were around.
Yeah. I don't think she even said it.
My favorite ride's there, though.
Oh, so. Which one is your favorite ride again?
Tower of Terror.
See?
Dinosaur.
She is so...
Tower of Terror.
She is wise beyond her years. So, awesome. So, everything going well? Everything's under control?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Very good.
Any troublemakers besides Matt?
No.
Now, Cassidy, I got to tell you something. I got to level with you, though, because I know you're in charge over here. You're the real people in charge. I ate off the kids' buffet at the lunch. It was so much better. Did you have the kids' buffet?
No.
You went to the adult one?
Yeah.
Oh, you missed out. You missed out. So much better. The mac and cheese.
The smiley fries.
Smiley fries.
I don't like this.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway. Well, we don't want to take you away from your duties, official duties that you have to do.
He said duty.
We're very mature over here.
We're younger than you are, believe it or not.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Cassidy. Appreciate it. And
okay.
Thank you, friend of Cassidy.
Do you want to say hello?
Hi, I'm Melissa.
How old are you?
15.
Where are you from?
Jersey.
Like
is she a newbie, Cassidy?
The second time here, I think.
Second time?
Oh, okay.
That was in Jersey.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you took some time off.
Mm-hmm.
A little sabbatical.
Yeah.
Had to go. It takes. Okay. Awesome. All right, thanks, girls. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She took her middle school years off.
That's
elementary years off. But she's moving to high school now.
That's right, you know. 407-278-5939. Annette, you still with us?
Do you want to take a walk with me? I want to go get
there she is.
Annette.
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 Right, let her sleep.
Okay.
She's fine.
Okay.
Does she still have her jammies on? Is she just kind of hanging out with the jammies on?
Live coverage of Magic Meets 2009 on Mouse World Radio is brought to you by MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, specializing in vacations to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and on the Disney Cruise Line. You'll get their signature service with no additional agency fees. For a free, no-obligation quote, visit them online at www.mousefantravel.com.